Hey, this is Jody. Sorry, I've tried to start this through a couple of times and it's not working. But anyway, it's working now. I wanted to say hello and to let you know that I've been away. I went to Fiji for a week with a friend, and it's our annual event, Fiji in February, which is great. It's really good fun. And actually, there's a singer. She's fantastic that I recorded. It's a little bit distorted. I might post that just so you can have a listen because she's wonderful and she's just singing at resorts. Oof, she's got a big future ahead of her. Anyway, what I did when I got back from my trip was I stayed at the Westin in Deneroo, on Westin in Deneroo. It's near Nandi. And it's beautiful, it's lovely, I absolutely adored it. But what I did when I came back, for some reason, I looked up the reviews of the hotel, thinking people would rave about it, and they were all so negative. One comment in particular said, "The problem with Fiji is that it's too close to Australia, which means there's too many Australians in Fiji. And apparently we're arrogant." Oh, I'm very sad about that because I think there's arrogance in every country. Yeah, there was a lot of Australians there, but there were a few Americans, there were a few English people, there was a couple of Dutch ladies who, "Naughty, you should wear sunscreen, you got terribly burnt, you look like lobsters," and that's not a good look. But anyway, it interested me that people's expectations can be so different. When I travel to any country, I don't expect anything more than to be comfortable, clean, have good water, well, at least access to a shower, etc. And especially when you go to, I hate to say it, but more of a third world type of country, or a poorer country, that's a nicer way of putting it. What are you expecting? Are you expecting to have 7 stars? I really don't understand people's expectations. If you go to a country that's tropical and or an area that's tropical and there's obviously a lot of different insects than you would normally come across, I don't understand why you would complain about it. And that was part of the negative reviews, were that because there were ants or something to that effect in the rooms. That's pretty trivial. You'll get that in a lot of tropical areas, and I don't know if they can make rooms airtight so that little ants won't get in. They're only tiny, tiny little things, little sugar ants, I think they're called. And another review said that the entire place was run down and shoddy and the rooms weren't cleaned until 3 o'clock. Well, who cares? It's Fiji time. Maybe my expectations aren't that big. It really did amaze me. Had I read those reviews before I went, I wouldn't have stayed at the Westin. So I'm glad I didn't. I'm glad that I'd actually seen the Westin already from my trip last year. And that's where I got my own impression from. I guess you don't have that luxury of seeing a place firsthand before you actually go there. But we had fun, and the Fijians are lovely. So, bula and valaka to all the Fijians. I love their friendliness. There's a few really special times that we had, and I absolutely adored it. And I've said that quite a few times. And because I always talk about the weather this time of year, it said it was going to rain and storm all day, every day. Well, we woke up to brilliant sunshine, blue skies, not a breath of wind. By 2 or 3 o'clock, the wind had picked up so that I could go for a quick zip around the bay on the catamaran. It's not really a bay. Just a stretch of water between two islands. And then it would pour down with rain in the afternoon, but who cares? That's the time we were getting ready and just getting out of the sun a little bit anyway. And then going out for dinner. So, Fiji, thank you. Wonderful.